Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Keith Hovert here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square on Pensacola Business Radio. And I have Deb Alonso in the studio with us today. Good afternoon.
Hello.
I see you're dry, so you had a better run than I did.
My umbrella worked.
Yeah, and I forgot mine at home.
It's pretty rough today.
So, Deb, you're here representing Sacred Heart Senior Services and then the Power of E3 conference that we've got coming up here. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about how you got involved with all of this.
Well, one of the things that I do at Sacred Heart is I manage senior services, and we have an education piece for adults over 55. And I've worked together with Mainstay Financial for a long time, well, really about 11 years. And they were talking to me about, or Anna Lee was talking to me about this idea she had to have a women's conference, women only, age 55 and above. And the great part that got me excited is all the proceeds from the event are going to go back to help women in healthcare. So that just really is exciting to me. And that's kind of how it. This is our third year, so
yeah. So it's gaining some popularity, from what I understand.
Yes,
and some of your other partners in crime, have been in here too. My other understanding is that even though the target was 55 and above, this has really been some information for all women to at some point in their lives are going to need.
Yes, I mean we'll find women that come to this event that maybe they're getting to the point where they're thinking about, what am I going to do with mom? Or maybe they're the only one that's there to take care of grandma. And so they can come to this to find out more information about, you know, some of the legal things that they need to know.
Right.
And, you know, to help with those transitions and aging.
And then you've got some fitness stuff going with Action Jackson.
Oh,
and you've got Dr. Bush talking about some of the just the healthy ways to just the things that happen in your lifetime.
Yeah. Okay. It's a ladies thing.
Yeah. It's a ladies thing. And then Kathleen Logan talking a little bit about finding yourself and some of the changes that happen as you kind of find yourself alone more so as you age, I guess.
Well, yeah, somewhat, but I think that, our crowd is growing. We're getting to be a big group now.
Yeah,
it's time that women really take charge of their own life and not be so dependent on somebody else to tell them what to do.
Yeah. And finding yourself, which what Kathleen was saying was I thought was brilliant, actually, because it happens in so many different people's lives at so many different stages. But as she was saying, sort of the kids are gone, the grandkids are grown. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you've got some of this time to quiet the mind.
Yes.
And really kind of explore, you know,
you recreate yourself.
Yeah.
You finally have time to figure out what you really wanted to do when you grew up.
All kinds of new classes and stuff to take, or things to fill your time.
So. Yes.
Well, I know that you guys still have tickets, right?
Oh, yes, we do.
And I know that we still need, you're still taking on any sponsors volunteers that want to help?
We're taking on sponsors. We've really filled up all of our vendor tables, so we're not doing vendors, but we will welcome any sponsors that are still interested in participating.
So where do we send them if they are interested?
They can go to our website, thepowerofe3.com, www.powerofe3.com.
Right, and it's the number three, not spelling three.
Number three.
Yeah, we had to clarify that one yesterday.
Ah,
so.
Yes.
So aside from the E3, tell me about the senior services stuff that you're doing with Sacred Heart.
Well, if you have ever heard of Senior Spirit, that is our program at Sacred Heart, and it's a free program for adults 55 and above, and I oversee that program here in Pensacola. We have the program in Destin, Florida. We have the program in Port St. Joe, and also in Mobile. So it's a pretty good group of us, and our main focus is health education, to keep seniors, or I don't like to use the word senior, but to keep adults healthy.
And do you get to visit those other locations?
I do.
I know Port St. Joe is quite beautiful.
it's a long, very long stretch.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So what all does this program entail, and what does it do for those that would be needing it?
Well, the Senior Spirit Program is a membership program that is actually free. And our members have several different benefits for being there. One that I talked about, which is our educational programs. Throughout the year, we offer free health screenings. They receive a monthly newsletter with, you know, healthy articles mm-hmm. and also a calendar of events to tell them what's going on. Every year in February, I do a big health fair that draws quite a few seniors mm-hmm. in for all kinds of screenings. Our members, if they're a patient in the hospital, we have volunteers that actually come by and visit them and bring them a little gift bag and provide some meal tickets for their family members to kind of help them out. One of the benefits that seniors really like is they actually get a discount in our cafeteria. So you might know a little bit about the food in the cafeteria.
I have been there.
Yes.
Yep. That was my previous life mm-hmm. and working with a couple of the companies that mm-hmm. actually do your food mm-hmm. service there. So
they get real excited and we have a lot of seniors that are, you know, single or are widowed that they come in to have that main meal a day there.
Yeah.
You know, so they're not eating alone. It's more of a social thing too.
Yeah. I can understand mm-hmm. that. So is there really that much information out there for seniors? And is there really that big of a gap for them to kind of find it on their own? Because to me, it seems like there is. And that's why I'm asking.
A lot of information. Well, what people don't understand, I mean, we are in, you know, everybody uses the internet. And
except my grandma.
Yes. Okay.
or even my mom, who just graduated to a smartphone.
You have
like 6 months ago.
And everyone assumes that you could, oh, you know, just WebMD or Google this or Google that and you can find it out. Well, the majority of seniors do not use the computer yet. They do not use it in that way. So their main resource is to come to programs like this to get educated on their, you know, chronic disease management or, you know, other health issues.
So what are the big topics going on right now that you guys seem to be educating everyone on?
I think some of the biggest topics, of course, is going to be health, you know, heart health mm-hmm. and diabetes, chronic pain. What am I trying to think? A lot of joint replacement. That's
sure.
a big thing
sure.
as you age.
And that's a big inconvenience in the sense mm-hmm. of a daily, your normal daily life.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, and even really active people, they're the ones many times that the joints do wear out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've had a jogger that's jogged for 30 years mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the knee don't work the way it used to. So they're looking at joint replacement.
Yeah. And that's a big adjustment because you're, well, you know, you're down for what, mm-hmm. 6 weeks at minimum.
Mm-hmm. But I'm amazed at what, I mean, people are up on their feet and walking and going.
Yeah, it's because we don't like to sit still.
You know, I have seniors that are volunteers that, you know, they go in, it's like, well, got to get the other hip replaced. And, you know, 6 weeks later, they're back volunteering.
Yeah.
You know, they're just right out there doing it. And,
yeah.
And that's what it's all about, be active and out doing things to stay healthy.
So how did this part of the Sacred Heart empire, for lack of a better word, how did this part come about? I mean, was there a need?
Our Senior Spirit Program? Actually, they looked at the community way back in 1999. That's how long the Senior Spirit Program has been around. And there's been that need for health education. And like I said, it's also a social event.
Mm-hmm.
I have groups of seniors that you'll see that sit at the same tables. They're always that, you know, they come to all the programs and they're together. So that's a big piece of it too.
So what's next for you guys with the Senior Spirit? What comes after you get to slow down after the Power of
He3? Oh, I never slow down. I host at least three educational programs mm-hmm. a month. And tomorrow I'm doing one in our Pace Medical Center, which is when a mosquito isn't just a mosquito.
Right.
And that's a big topic right
yes.
now. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Zika virus.
I was going to say, it starts with a Z. I almost said zombie, but that's not it.
Well, it could make you that way, unfortunately. But we're glad to have that. And then next Wednesday, which is the 20th, I have Dr. Tarantola is going to come in and do a program on skin cancer and prevention. And then on the 28th, I actually have a lady that is a professional hoarder. That wouldn't sound right. She's an expert at helping people not hoard.
Not hoard. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that because she's going to show you what you need to keep, what
you
hoard? Don't. Well,
do you not know that you hoard? Maybe.
You know what? I'll, My grandmother was a hoarder.
Really?
And she hoarded dolls.
Okay.
And
my grandmother had a lot of dolls too.
And you know the look when you go in and there's eyes everywhere.
It's kind of creepy. Let's just be honest.
Yes, it is a little creepy. So that's another reason that I don't hoard. I try to,
yeah,
you know, but we do. We keep papers and stuff that we need.
Things that you don't even realize you've got. I have boxes of stuff stacked.
I have
better than cats though.
Yeah, my mother was a cat hoarder, so what can I say? See, it runs in the family. I have to be so careful.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, do you need, with your senior spirit and the events you've coming up, do you have to get tickets? Do you have to register? How does it work to come do those things?
You can actually call into our call center. Do you want the phone number?
I would love the phone number. Would everybody listening.
All right, I'll tell everybody. It's 850-416-1620. Pretty easy.
That's easy.
You can do that. And those of you that are savvy on the computer, you can actually go right on the computer and enroll in a program. You just go to Sacred Heart, our main page, and then click on Senior Spirit, and you can register for a program. Or if you're not a member, you can also join as a Senior Spirit member.
Right. And then you guys have Facebook page and all that kind of stuff, so you're able to kind of see what.
See, we've moved into modern age.
You're in the 22nd century, aren't you?
And my following is getting bigger and bigger. So I know I have more and more seniors that are coming online.
Well, that's cool. Good.
Very good.
So is there a cost to any of these? Are some of them free or some of them?
All of our Senior Spirit programs are free.
Okay. So then that means somebody sponsors them usually, mm-hmm. right?
Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart sponsors all of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic.
We're all our programs.
That's really cool. You're such a big part of this community, I think. Mm-hmm. So, well, what's next for you?
Well, of course, the Power of E3 is our big event that we're working. It's winding down now.
As I say, you're getting to crunch time. There's no winding down right now. Went from 10 hours a day to 18 hours a day.
I'm busy getting all the things together, making sure our catering's all done.
But we're close, right?
We're very close. But we still have tickets.
Yes.
And I do have an exciting part about the tickets. If you are a Senior Spirit member, we're actually offering you a discount through the 29th, and the ticket price is only $55.
See, they always said membership has its privileges.
See?
I agree.
That's it.
So what's the date? So as everybody knows.
The date is April the 30th, which is a Saturday. The registration will be at 8 a.m. to about 9, and then we'll get started at 9.
And it's right there at Sacred Heart, correct?
Yes. You come into the front of the building. Oh, actually, you can park in the Women and Children's parking garage, which is at the front of the building, and then walk through the front, and you're going right into the conference center.
Yeah, which is a really nice, intimate place to have what you guys are having. So mm-hmm. you're not too far away from the speakers, and my understanding, you've got some round tables set up, so you really kind of, it's not the classroom style seating that you see at a lot of these things.
I like my programs with round tables because it's more, you know, you get to know people, and that's another big piece of what we're doing for our women's conference. It's not only educational. I guess I can't say that enough about the social and making friends and making contacts that
but that's a thing that happens though as you get older is that, you know, let's face it, some of our friends pass, some of them we don't get to see anymore, some move away. Some are, you know, off taking care of the grandchildren and stuff. So your circle of friends and acquaintances changes.
Completely.
And that's a big pivot point, I think, in people's lives at that age bracket, that changes dramatically.
It is. And, you know, of course, being Florida and the warm weather, we do have new people that move into the area. And this is a great way for them to get to know other people, too.
So you can have, you know, Mai Tai parties and hang out on the beach. That's it. Well, Deb, what else? Have we missed anything? Is there anything else we need to let anybody know?
Well, gosh, I feel like I'm at the end of the train here because you've had some pretty...
We've had some pretty in-depth conversations about this subject.
But,
but don't ever feel like the caboose. You can be the engine, too.
Well, I'm just kind of kidding. But, you know, I'm so excited about our speakers, and I think you got a little taste of who they are.
Yeah.
Dr. Bush is fantastic.
She delivered my daughter.
Did she really?
Yeah. So it was very cool because I had not seen her since my oldest was born. And she came in here and I was like, how are you?
I bet that was a surprise. So,
it was pretty neat.
She's got a great, I've seen her presentation. That's going to be really, really good. You're in for a treat.
And I had a great time talking with Kathleen Logan about she just has such an open consciousness look on the world and your soul and how all of that stuff kind of works
together. She does. And she's very, calming.
Yes. We sat here for an hour and a half after our 15-minute uh-huh. so interview and chatted.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great.
Yeah, she just kind of has that balance and that grounding, mm-hmm. and she just makes you feel at ease. And so I'm really looking forward to her presentation. And then Action Jackson.
I was gonna say,
she's a little fireball,
I'd
right?
come just for her, man. Uh-huh. Again, in fact, everybody that I have talked to that was a speaker, a part of this, as we've finished our interviews, we have sat here and chatted forever because so many great people and women, but so many great ideas and mm-hmm. ideals, and they really truly believe in the mm-hmm. message you got. And Action Jackson was like ping pong bouncing off the wall. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were just laughing and she cracking is. Up in what she's doing and the message that she has for younger girls. Mm-hmm. Of course, I have two daughters, so
yes.
that resonated big time with me. So yeah, so we sat here
very,
and chatted.
It's very important, yeah.
It is.
And I think, you know, we have a good blend of speakers. You know, there's something that's going to reach each individual in yeah. a different way. And of course, you know, Mainstay, they'll be talking, or Anna Lee will be talking mm-hmm. about financial planning. You think, well, you know, once you get to a certain age, don't you have that all figured out? No, you don't.
Nope.
You don't. And
nope.
and it's hard to think about, but still you have a lot of women that they've always let the husband do it all.
Sure.
And they really don't, you know, it's you know, honey, don't worry about that. You know, I can take care of it. And then God forbid something happens to
yeah.
their husband and they are left trying to figure it out.
Yep.
And that's,
well, you know, and the needs change too, which is one mm-hmm. thing talking yesterday with,
Joan
was that, you know, you downsize a lot. Mm-hmm. So you're selling the house and you're getting rid of some mm-hmm. of these bigger purchases that you've had mm-hmm. throughout your life that you don't need. And your needs change and your habits mm-hmm. change and there's a whole new direction. I don't know about you, but I never took a financial investment mm-hmm. or checkbook balancing class mm-hmm. in high school or, you know,
right.
or even college for that matter. And economics does not count.
No.
You know, so there's so much out there to learn. And as fast as that market changes every day.
And it does. And,
so.
And yeah, things keep changing. I know there was a big change in, which I couldn't repeat it all right now.
Sure.
But there's a big change in the Social Security laws again
yeah.
this year. That affect a lot of people. So,
as if you didn't have enough, right?
Yeah, I know. You're like, well, I'm not even going to think. I try not to even think about that. You know, just keep putting your money away,
yeah,
away. You know,
yeah.
that's all you can do. And,
yeah. Well, it's a rainy day, so maybe you can go spend some today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go. For sure.
So, well, let's tell everybody again the website where they can get some information for both the E3 and your Senior
okay.
Spirit.
If you are looking for information about Senior Spirit, you can go to www.sacred, and then there's a slash. heart.org and then /senior spirit, or just call our call center. They are there for you. That's 850-416-1620. And then the Power of E, the best thing to do to go out and get your tickets is go directly to the website. And if you go to the website, you can read all about the speakers and you can look at some pictures from last year. I mean, there's just a lot of good information
yeah.
there. And that is www.powerofe3.com.
Perfect. You think I've been through this before, right?
Yes, yes.
So, all right. Well, Deb, I want to thank you for coming in today and hanging out with us and tooting the
great.
Horn. And I hope, I can't come, but I've gotten to speak to all of you. So I've kind of gotten a real good, I've got the foot up on this one.
It's not a guy thing, but
you know,
there'll be one guy there.
Yeah,
our
I heard yeah, I heard there's one. He's the AV guy. And
yeah,
he
we
has
have to hide
there.
Him, you know,
yeah.
but anyway. I said, hey, you're in a great, you know,
yeah,
all these ladies.
That's
so.
It. So, well, I want to thank you again for coming
you.
In
thank
today.
You for having me.
And guys, you can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at PCola BRX. On Facebook, or you can find us at pensacola.businessradiox.com. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.